They called her cursed. By sunrise, the entire kingdom would celebrate as she disappeared from history. But before the moon reached its highest point, the oldest wolves in existence would kneel before her, and the king who had never bowed to anyone would realize he had arrived 20 years too late. The bells of Silverhaven echoed across the capital. Not for a wedding. Not for a coronation. For judgment. Thousands of nobles and citizens filled Moonlight Square, where the Temple of the Moon Goddess stood beneath towering silver spires. Every balcony overflowed with spectators. Merchants abandoned their stalls. Even children climbed marble fountains for a better view. No one wanted to miss the downfall of Aurora Ravenshade, the empty seer. For 12 years, she had lived inside the temple. For 12 years, every prayer had been answered with silence. Other seers received visions beneath the full moon. Other seers spoke prophecies that guided kingdoms. Aurora received nothing. Not one vision. Not one blessing. Not one sign that the moon goddess had ever acknowledged her existence. Now, at 23, she stood alone in a simple white robe at the center of the plaza. Her silver hair drifted gently in the morning breeze. Her hands remained folded before her. Her expression was calm. Too calm. The crowd hated that. She wasted 12 years of the temple's resources. The moon goddess abandoned her. She should never have been chosen. The whispers spread like ripples across still water. Aurora lowered her eyes. Not because the words still hurt, but because she had grown tired of hoping people would someday see her as more than a disappointment. High above the square, banners embroidered with silver wolves fluttered beneath the pale sky. At the top of the temple stairs stood High Priest Orion Valen. Beside him waited Lady Lyra Whitemore. Radiant. Elegant. Beloved. Unlike Aurora, Lyra had become famous across every province. Her visions had predicted storms, harvests, and political alliances with remarkable accuracy. People called her the moon goddess's favorite daughter. When Lyra smiled, the crowd answered with thunderous applause. Aurora watched quietly. She could not even blame them. Lyra had become everything the temple had once hoped Aurora would be. Then another wave of excitement swept across the plaza. Prince Adrian Evercrest had arrived. Dressed in ceremonial white and silver armor, he walked toward the temple with effortless confidence. Cheers erupted from every direction. Only months earlier, everyone had believed Aurora would one day stand beside him as Silverhaven's future queen. Now, he never looked in her direction. His eyes found Lyra instead. She greeted him with a graceful smile. He returned it without hesitation. Aurora felt something inside her grow strangely still. Not heartbreak. That chapter had ended long ago. Acceptance. High Priest Orion stepped forward and raised both hands. Silence fell over the kingdom. People of Silverhaven, he declared, his voice carrying across the marble plaza. Today the temple reveals a truth hidden for far too long. Aurora's heartbeat slowed. Somewhere deep inside her, an unfamiliar warmth flickered for the first time in years. Brief. Ancient. Almost alive. She frowned. What was happening? Far beyond the frozen northern mountains, beneath a sky covered by silver clouds, a massive celestial wolf suddenly lifted its head. Its glowing eyes opened. For the first time in 6 centuries. And somewhere nearby, a king stopped his horse and looked toward the southern horizon. He had been searching for someone he had never met. Without knowing why. Until this very moment. The strange warmth beneath Aurora's chest vanished as quickly as it had appeared. She barely had time to think about it. High Priest Orion slowly unrolled an ancient silver scroll sealed with the crest of the temple. The entire plaza watched in complete silence. For 12 years, Orion declared, the temple has fulfilled its sacred duty by guiding every child chosen by the moon goddess. He paused. But sometimes, his eyes shifted toward Aurora. The gods allow us to learn through failure. A ripple of murmurs spread through the crowd. Aurora remained perfectly still. She had expected disappointment. She had expected humiliation. But hearing herself described as a lesson rather than a person felt strangely hollow. Orion continued. A true seer hears the whispers of the moon. Another pause. A true seer receives visions. His voice grew colder. A true seer changes the future. Then he folded the scroll. Aurora Ravenshade has done none of these. The silence lasted only a heartbeat. The crowd erupted. Some applauded. Others laughed openly. Several nobles exchanged satisfied smiles as though justice had finally been served. Aurora kept her gaze lowered. She refused to let them see tears that no longer existed. Because somewhere along the way, she had already cried them all. Orion raised one hand again. The council has reached its decision. Everyone leaned forward. Effective immediately. He spoke each word with deliberate precision. Aurora Ravenshade is relieved of every privilege granted to a temple seer. Another explosion of applause. The title of Moon Seer is hereby revoked. Cheers echoed across Moonlight Square. The temple will no longer recognize Aurora Ravenshade as a chosen daughter of the Moon Goddess. The words drifted through the air like falling snow. Cold. Final. Aurora closed her eyes for only a moment. Not to resist. Simply to remember. The library where she had spent endless nights studying forgotten legends. The moon gardens where she had prayed until dawn. The chapel where she had believed someone, anyone, might eventually hear her. Every memory suddenly belonged to another life. Then Orion spoke again. However, the crowd quieted instantly. In the spirit of mercy, the temple will allow Aurora to remain within these walls. A few surprised whispers spread through the nobles. Mercy? Orion gestured toward Lady Lyra Whitemore. From this day forward, Aurora will serve as Lady Lyra's personal attendant. The square fell silent. Then came another wave of applause. Aurora felt her heartbeat skip. Not because of the work. Because everyone understood what the announcement truly meant. She would no longer study beside the other seers. She would prepare Lyra's robes. Carry her scrolls. Arrange her chambers. Stand quietly in the background while another woman lived the future that had once been promised to her. Lyra stepped forward gracefully. Her expression radiated kindness. I accept this responsibility with gratitude. She turned toward Aurora with a warm smile that looked flawless from a distance. I hope we can support each other. The crowd sighed with admiration. How compassionate. How generous. Only Aurora noticed the faint satisfaction hidden behind Lyra's gentle eyes. The smile lasted barely a second, yet it revealed everything. This had never been an act of kindness. It was a victory. Before Aurora could gather her thoughts, another figure stepped onto the temple platform. Prince Adrian Evercrest. His silver cloak shimmered beneath the morning sunlight as he approached Orion. The atmosphere changed immediately. Every noble straightened. Every servant lowered their head. Adrian's voice carried effortlessly across the square. There is one final matter. Aurora looked up. Their eyes met for the first time that morning. Once. That gaze had filled her with hope. Now it held only polite distance. Nothing more. Adrian drew a slow breath. For many years, the kingdom believed Aurora Ravenshade and I would one day rule together. The crowd listened carefully. But the future of Silverhaven must be built upon certainty. He turned toward Lyra. The woman who stands beside its future king must possess the moon goddess's favor. His hand extended. Not toward Aurora. Toward Lyra. Without hesitation, Lyra accepted it. The square exploded into cheers. Aurora heard every voice. Perfect together. The moon goddess has finally corrected her mistake. Our future queen. She expected heartbreak. Instead, there was only silence inside her. A strange emptiness. Perhaps hope had disappeared long before this day. Perhaps she simply hadn't realized it until now. Adrian faced the crowd once more. I therefore dissolve every future marital arrangement between myself and Aurora Ravenshade. Thunderous applause answered him. Someone released silver doves into the sky. Temple bells rang in celebration. It felt less like an ending. More like the beginning of someone else's fairy tale. Aurora quietly lowered her head. She would not beg. She would not argue. Love freely abandoned was never truly hers to keep. As the cheers continued, Elder Miriam stood near the back of the crowd. The elderly woman wiped a tear from her cheek. Unlike everyone else. She wasn't celebrating. She was mourning. Because she had known Aurora since the frightened little girl first arrived at the temple gates. She remembered the child who smiled at everyone despite having nothing. The young woman who never complained, even when the world gave her every reason to. Something inside Miriam whispered that today's judgment felt wrong. Terribly wrong. High above the kingdom, clouds slowly gathered over the northern mountains. Far beyond the reach of Silverhaven's borders, King Cassian Nightfall suddenly pulled the reins of his black horse. His entire body became still. The warriors riding behind him exchanged confused glances. My king, Cashin didn't answer. His silver eyes remained fixed on the southern horizon. The strange pull he had felt for weeks had suddenly become stronger. Much stronger. Then the oldest celestial wolf walking beside his horse stopped moving. Its ears lifted. Its glowing eyes narrowed. For the first time in centuries, the ancient guardian bowed its head towards Silverhaven. Cashin's heartbeat slowed. Only one thing in history could make a celestial wolf bow before ever seeing someone. The lost bloodline. He whispered only four words. So you're alive after all. And without another explanation, the Moon King turned his horse towards Silverhaven, riding faster than ever before, completely unaware that destiny had already begun waiting for him. Aurora's first morning as Lady Lyra Whitemore's attendant began long before sunrise. The temple bells rang softly through the silent corridors as moonlight still lingered beyond the stained glass windows. For 12 years, Aurora had awakened before dawn to meditate inside the Hall of Visions. Today, she woke to polish silver mirrors. The difference felt strangely unreal. She tied a simple gray servant's sash around her white robe and stared at her reflection. The embroidered crest of the Moon Seers had already been removed, as if she had never belonged there. Outside her chamber, footsteps echoed through the corridor. Two young apprentice seers walked past carrying prophecy scrolls. Neither greeted her. One whispered quietly, "I heard Lady Lyra ask specifically for Aurora." The other smiled. How fitting. The empty seer serving the greatest seer in the kingdom. They laughed as they disappeared around the corner. Aurora waited until their footsteps faded before continuing down the hallway. Some wounds no longer needed fresh words to hurt. Inside the temple's eastern wing, servants rushed between rooms preparing for another busy day. Unlike before, no one bowed when Aurora entered. No one called her Lady Aurora. She was simply another servant carrying linen baskets and tea trays. At the end of the corridor stood Lyra's private chamber. Aurora knocked softly. "Come in." The room smelled of fresh lilies and sandalwood. Golden sunlight poured through tall windows overlooking the temple gardens. Lyra sat before an ornate silver mirror while two maids braided her long golden hair. She smiled warmly the moment Aurora entered. "Good morning." Her voice sounded perfectly pleasant. "You arrived early." Aurora inclined her head. "You requested me." "I did." Lyra dismissed the other attendants with a gentle wave. The room quickly emptied. Only the two women remained. For several seconds, silence lingered between them. Then Lyra stood and slowly approached. Up close, her smile remained flawless. Almost too flawless. "I hope yesterday wasn't too difficult." Aurora answered honestly. "It was necessary." Lyra tilted her head slightly. "I've always admired your strength." The compliment felt strange. Unnatural. Aurora simply nodded. Lyra walked toward the window. The kingdom only wants someone capable of protecting its future. She looked back over her shoulder. "You understand that, don't you?" Aurora studied her quietly. "I understand that everyone believes they made the right decision." A faint flicker crossed Lyra's eyes. Gone almost instantly. Then her smile returned. "I'm glad we understand each other." She handed Aurora several sealed scrolls. "The council chamber. These must be delivered before noon." Aurora accepted them. As she turned to leave, Lyra added one more sentence. Softly. Almost kindly. "Oh, and use the servant's staircase." Aurora stopped. Only for a second. The servant's staircase. The narrow passage hidden behind the kitchens. Used so servants would never cross paths with nobles. She nodded without speaking. There was nothing left to argue. Hours passed. Aurora delivered correspondence, organized archives, cleaned ceremonial tables, and prepared moon incense for the evening rituals. Each task reminded her how completely her life had changed. Yet strangely, the work itself didn't trouble her. It was the silence. No one asked how she was. No one questioned whether the temple had judged fairly. It was as though 12 years had vanished overnight. By afternoon, she entered the temple library carrying a stack of ancient manuscripts. Once, this had been her favorite place. Now the librarians barely acknowledged her presence. As she arranged the books, familiar voices drifted from behind one of the tall marble shelves. "Prince Adrian. Lady Lyra." Aurora instinctively froze. "The council accepted everything?" Lyra asked. Adrian answered calmly. Without hesitation. Aurora couldn't see them. Only hear them. "The moon festival will proceed exactly as planned." Lyra sounded relieved. "And afterward?" A brief pause followed. Adrian lowered his voice. The temple will announce the next royal moon ceremony. Another silence. Then came the sentence Aurora couldn't ignore. You'll stand beside me. Lyra laughed softly. People will talk. Let them. Aurora closed her eyes. The words should have hurt. Instead, they felt strangely distant. As if they belonged to another woman. Another lifetime. Then Lyra spoke again. And Aurora? Everything inside Aurora became still. Adrian answered without emotion. The sooner she leaves the temple, the better. Aurora's fingers tightened around the manuscripts. Leave? She frowned. Hadn't Orion promised she could remain? Lyra lowered her voice further. I thought she would continue serving here. So did I. Adrian sighed. But several council members think her presence will only encourage rumors. Rumors? What kind of rumors? Adrian answered almost dismissively. People remember she was once my intended queen. Lyra remained silent. Then Adrian continued. The moon festival gives us the perfect opportunity. Aurora's heartbeat quickened. Opportunity? For what? Lyra asked. Another long silence. Finally Adrian spoke. To send her away permanently. Aurora stopped breathing. The words echoed through the quiet library. Permanently. Not transferred. Not reassigned. Gone. She instinctively stepped backward. The corner of one manuscript brushed against a bronze statue. It shifted. Barely. The faint sound echoed through the library. Conversation stopped instantly. Someone's there. Adrian's voice. Aurora's pulse raced. Without thinking, she hurried quietly down another aisle before either of them reached the shelves. She didn't run. Running would attract attention. She simply walked. Calmly. Steadily. Until she reached the servants' corridor beyond the library. Only then did she stop. Her breathing became uneven. Why? Why remove her completely? She had already lost everything. Her title. Her future. Her home. What more could they possibly fear? Far beyond Silverhaven, the wind howled across the northern cliffs. King Cashin rode without rest. Snow swirled around his dark cloak as the celestial wolves followed silently beside him. One of the oldest wolves suddenly halted, its glowing silver eyes fixed on the southern sky. Then, for the first time in generations, it released a long, haunting howl. Every wolf in the pack answered. Cashin slowly looked toward the distant horizon. His voice was barely above a whisper. They're hiding her. The realization settled heavily inside him. Someone wasn't merely protecting the lost bloodline. Someone had spent years making sure the world would never find her. And whoever had done that was running out of time. 3 days passed. Silverhaven prepared for the annual moon festival, the grand celebration honoring the moon goddess. Thousands of silver lanterns stretched across the capital like stars brought down from the heavens. Music filled every avenue. Nobles arrived from neighboring kingdoms. Every smile concealed ambition. Every celebration hid another secret. Aurora watched everything from the servant's balcony. She had once dreamed of standing in the temple's highest gallery beside the moon seers. Tonight she carried trays of crystal goblets instead. Strangely, it no longer hurt. Not because she had accepted her fate. Because something inside her had begun to change. Every evening, just after sunset, the strange warmth beneath her collarbone returned. Always for only a few seconds. Always accompanied by the same feeling. As though someone, somewhere, was searching for her. She had told no one. Not even Elder Miriam. Deep inside, she feared the temple would only find another reason to call her cursed. As darkness settled over Silverhaven, High Priest Orion stepped onto the moon altar. The enormous plaza fell silent. My people, he announced. Tonight we celebrate those who carry the moon goddess's blessing. Thunderous applause followed. Lady Lyra stood beside Prince Adrian, radiant beneath a silver ceremonial cloak. Together they looked every bit like the future rulers of the kingdom. Aurora remained hidden among the attendants behind the platform. Invisible. Exactly where everyone expected her to be. Orion lifted an ancient crystal staff toward the full moon. The moon goddess has guided Silverhaven for generations. The crystal glowed. Soft silver light spread across the plaza. The crowd gasped in admiration. Then Orion smiled. Tonight we also welcome the newest guardian of moonlight. He extended one hand toward Lyra. The nobles erupted into cheers. Lyra stepped gracefully onto the altar. She closed her eyes, raised both hands, and waited for the sacred blessing. Silence. Nothing happened. A few uneasy whispers drifted through the crowd. Lyra remained perfectly composed. Again she reached toward the moonlight. Again, nothing. Orion frowned. He quietly repeated the ancient blessing. Still nothing. For the first time that evening, uncertainty appeared on his face. The temple musicians stopped playing. Even Prince Adrian looked confused. Suddenly, a cold wind swept across the plaza. Every lantern flickered at once, one after another, until the entire city became strangely dark. People looked upward. The full moon remained bright. Yet somehow, its light no longer reached the altar. The warmth beneath Aurora's collarbone returned, stronger than ever before. She instinctively placed a hand over her chest. The sensation spread through her entire body like gentle waves. No pain, only recognition, as if something ancient had finally awakened. Without warning, every silver lantern in the capital reignited. Not around Lyra, not around the altar, around Aurora. Dozens, then hundreds. Floating lights turned toward the servant standing in the shadows. The crowd noticed. One voice cried out. Look, another followed. The lanterns. They're surrounding someone. Aurora stepped backward in surprise. The glowing lights continued following her. Soft, peaceful, beautiful. No one understood what they were seeing. Least of all, Aurora herself. High Priest Orion's expression changed instantly. Not confusion. Fear. Real fear. For a brief moment, Aurora caught him staring at her with an emotion she had never seen before. As though he recognized something he had prayed would never return. Then, almost immediately, he forced a smile. The wind, he announced loudly. A harmless trick of the evening breeze. Some people nodded. Others looked unconvinced. The lanterns slowly drifted away. The music resumed. The festival continued. But the celebration never recovered its earlier joy. Questions had already begun spreading through the crowd. Prince Adrian quietly approached Orion. What was that? The high priest answered without looking at him. Nothing. It didn't look like nothing. It was. His voice was unusually sharp. Nearby, Lyra watched Aurora with narrowed eyes. For the first time since they had met, her perfect confidence cracked. Only slightly, but enough, because she had seen the lanterns. She had felt the sudden change in the moonlight. And deep inside, a frightening possibility had begun to form. Late that night, after the festival ended, Aurora returned to her small chamber. She closed the wooden door behind her and finally allowed herself to breathe. The room was silent, until someone knocked. Three gentle taps. Aurora opened the door. Elder Miriam stood there holding a small cloth bundle. The old woman's eyes looked unusually serious. I've been waiting for everyone else to fall asleep, she whispered. Aurora frowned. What happened? Instead of answering, Miriam placed the bundle into her hands. Inside rested an old silver pendant shaped like a crescent moon. Its surface was worn with age. Yet the moment Aurora touched it, the pendant began glowing. Both women froze. Miriam slowly stepped back, her face pale. So, she whispered. It wasn't just an old story after all. Before Aurora could ask what she meant, a distant howl echoed from beyond the northern mountains. Not the cry of an ordinary wolf. Something older. Something that carried across kingdoms. And somewhere in the darkness beyond Silverhaven. King Cassian Nightfall opened his eyes. He smiled for the first time in many years. I've found you. The silver pendant continued glowing in Aurora's trembling hands. It wasn't bright enough to illuminate the room. Yet somehow, its gentle light pushed every shadow into the corners. Elder Miriam stared at it without speaking. Her weathered face had gone completely pale. Aurora looked up. You know what this is. It wasn't a question. The old woman slowly nodded. I prayed I would never see it awaken. Aurora's heartbeat quickened. What does it mean? Miriam hesitated. For several long seconds, she seemed to be arguing with herself. Finally, she whispered, when you first arrived at the temple, this pendant was around your neck. Aurora frowned. I don't remember. You were only 4 years old. Miriam looked toward the window, as though making sure no one stood outside. The high priest ordered everyone to forget it. Aurora's stomach tightened. Forget. He said it belonged to a frightened child who had lost everything. The old woman sighed. And then one day, he took it away. Silence filled the small chamber. Aurora lowered her gaze to the crescent-shaped pendant. So why give it back now? Miriam's eyes filled with worry. Because someone searched the temple archives tonight. Aurora looked up sharply. Who? I don't know. The guard said entire sections of the archives were opened. They're looking for something. Another pause. Or. Miriam swallowed. Someone. A chill ran down Aurora's spine. Before she could ask another question, the temple bell rang 3 times. Not the peaceful chime announcing morning prayers. A warning bell. Both women froze. Moments later, hurried footsteps echoed through the corridor. Servants rushed past the chamber. Voices overlapped. The northern gate. More messengers have arrived. They came from Nocturus. Aurora exchanged a confused glance with Miriam. Nocturus. The kingdom of the Moon King. Few travelers ever crossed the frost divide separating the two realms. When they did, it was never without reason. Meanwhile, more than 200 miles north of Silverhaven, King Cassian Nightfall rode beneath a sky of silver clouds. His black stallion never slowed. Neither did the enormous celestial wolves surrounding him. Behind the king rode 12 royal guardians. None dared interrupt the unusual silence. Finally, Captain Rowan spoke carefully. My king, Cassian kept his eyes ahead. The council expected us 3 days from now. We're changing course. Yes. The captain frowned. May I ask why? Cassian's answer came without hesitation. Because someone has been waiting far too long. The captain didn't understand. No one did. Only Cassian had felt the invisible pull growing stronger with every passing hour. It was no ordinary instinct. It was older than kingdoms. Older than crowns. Something his ancestors had described only in forgotten journals. The call of the first moon. And it had never been wrong. Back in Silverhaven, High Priest Orion stood alone inside the Hall of Sacred Records. The room remained locked to everyone except the Temple Council. Hundreds of ancient scrolls rested upon towering shelves. One cabinet stood open. Empty. Orion stared at it. His breathing had become uneven. A younger priest approached cautiously. Your Grace. Orion didn't answer. Instead, he reached into his robe and unfolded an old parchment. Its edges had turned yellow with age. Its ink had begun to fade. Yet one sentence remained perfectly clear. When the Silver Crescent awakens, the wolves will return. The High Priest immediately rolled the parchment shut. No. His voice barely rose above a whisper. No. It cannot be happening. The younger priest looked confused. What cannot be happening? Orion slowly turned. Summon every member of the Temple Council. Immediately, the young priest blinked. Tonight. Now. The urgency in Orion's voice left no room for questions. Within minutes, the council chamber filled with senior priests. Everyone noticed Orion's expression. For the first time in decades, the High Priest looked frightened. He placed the ancient parchment on the stone table. We have a problem. No one spoke. The Silver Crescent has awakened. The room fell completely silent. One elderly council member frowned. That's only a legend. Orion looked directly into his eyes. So we hoped. Another priest shook his head. The bloodline disappeared centuries ago. That's what history says. And history, Orion's voice hardened, was written by those who survived. The council exchanged uneasy glances. Finally, one priest asked the question everyone feared. Who is she? Orion closed his eyes. He already knew the answer. He simply hated saying it aloud. Aurora Ravenshade. The name settled over the chamber like winter frost. No. Impossible. The empty seer? Orion nodded once. Not empty. Hidden. At the same moment, Aurora sat alone beside the narrow window of her chamber. The pendant rested in her palm. Its glow had faded. Yet the strange warmth beneath her collarbone remained. She looked toward the moon hanging above Silverhaven. For reasons she couldn't explain, she no longer felt abandoned. Confused. Yes. Afraid. Certainly. But not alone. As though someone had finally begun walking toward her. Far beyond the city walls, a lone white wolf stood upon a frozen cliff overlooking Silverhaven. Its luminous eyes remained fixed on the distant temple. The ancient guardian lifted its head, then released a long, haunting howl that echoed across the mountains. Inside the temple, every candle flickered. Outside, every wolf in the forests answered. Aurora slowly looked up. She had never heard a sound like that before. Yet something deep within her heart recognized it instantly. Not as a warning, as a welcome. And somewhere beyond the northern horizon, King Cassian whispered into the cold night, "Hold on a little longer. I'm almost there." The wolf's howl lingered long after the night became quiet again. Aurora remained beside the window until dawn painted the eastern sky with pale silver. Sleep never came. Every time she closed her eyes, she heard the same voice inside her heart. Hold on. Not spoken aloud. Not imagined. Simply felt. When the first temple bell rang, she tucked the glowing pendant beneath her robe and quietly began another day as Lady Lyra's attendant. The corridors buzzed with unusual activity. Servants hurried between chambers. Royal messengers arrived every few minutes. Even the senior priests looked unsettled. Something had changed overnight. Aurora noticed it immediately. No one laughed today. People whispered. Always the same name. The Moon King. He crossed Frost Pass. They say he travels without an army. Why would King Cashin come here? Aurora lowered her eyes and continued carrying fresh flowers toward Lyra's chambers. The conversations followed her like drifting leaves. Inside the room, Lyra stood before an enormous mirror while two seamstresses adjusted a magnificent silver gown. She looked radiant. Perfect. Until Aurora entered. For a fraction of a second, Lyra's smile disappeared. Then it returned as though nothing had happened. Good morning. Aurora inclined her head. You asked for fresh moon lilies. I did. Lyra dismissed the seamstresses. When the room fell silent, she slowly approached Aurora. I heard something interesting. Aurora waited. The Moon King is expected to arrive before sunset. So everyone says. Lyra studied her face carefully. Doesn't that make you curious? Aurora answered honestly. I've never met him. No. Lyra smiled. But powerful rulers rarely travel without purpose. Her fingers lightly brushed one of the lilies. I wonder what he's searching for. Aurora had no answer. Yet the warmth beneath her collarbone stirred again. Briefly, as though it recognized the conversation, Lyra noticed Aurora instinctively placing a hand over her chest. Are you unwell? I'm fine. You've looked distracted since the festival. Aurora forced a small smile. Perhaps I simply didn't sleep well. Lyra held her gaze a moment longer, then nodded. Take these records to the old archives. Aurora accepted the stack of leather-bound ledgers. The lower archives? Yes. They're rarely used. Exactly. The answer felt strangely deliberate. The lower archives rested beneath the oldest wing of the temple. Few people visited them anymore. Dust covered the shelves. Ancient banners faded beneath centuries of silence. Aurora carefully arranged the ledgers exactly where the librarian instructed. As she reached toward the highest shelf, something caught her attention. A draft. Cold air flowed through a narrow crack behind one of the bookcases. Curious, she gently pushed against the wooden shelf. It shifted. Only slightly. Behind it stood a hidden stone doorway. Unlocked. Aurora frowned. Had this always been here? Before she could investigate further, footsteps echoed nearby. Several priests hurried past the corridor outside. She instinctively stepped back into the shadows. The high priest ordered every old record inspected. We have to find it before sunset. And if we don't? A long silence followed. Finally, one priest whispered. Then pray the Moon King never discovers it. Aurora's heartbeat quickened. Discovers what? The voices disappeared down the corridor. She looked once more toward the hidden doorway. Every instinct told her to leave. Instead, she stepped inside. The passage descended beneath the temple. Narrow. Silent. Forgotten. Moonlight slipped through tiny openings in the stone ceiling, revealing faded carvings along the walls. Not temple symbols. Wolves. Hundreds of them. Running beneath a full moon. Protecting a woman whose face had long been worn away by time. Aurora reached out carefully. The moment her fingers touched the ancient carving, the pendant beneath her robe glowed. A soft silver light spread across the tunnel. Then, a whisper. So, you've returned. Aurora spun around. No one stood behind her. The corridor remained empty. Only silence answered. Her breathing became uneven. Who's there? Nothing. The light faded. The whisper vanished. Had she imagined it? Suddenly, another temple bell rang above. Three quick chimes. The emergency signal. Aurora hurried back through the hidden doorway. By the time she reached the upper courtyard, chaos had already begun. Guards rushed toward the northern gate. Temple servants lined the balconies. Nobles abandoned their conversations. One rider galloped through the palace entrance carrying the silver banner of Nocturus. He shouted loud enough for the entire courtyard to hear. His Majesty King Cashin Nightfall has entered Silverhaven. The temple fell completely silent. Even the wind seemed to stop. far beyond the city walls. Cashin guided his black horse onto the ancient stone bridge crossing the River Aster. The capital stretched before him beneath the afternoon sun. He should have admired its beauty. Instead, his attention shifted toward the temple, toward a single tower. His heartbeat slowed. The invisible pull that had guided him across mountains suddenly became almost unbearable. She was close. Very close. Cashin quietly climbed down from his horse. His captain approached. "My king, the palace is expecting us. We'll go soon. But first," Cashin looked toward the narrow riverside path below the bridge. "I need to meet someone." The captain frowned. "You know who you're looking for?" Cashin's silver eyes remained fixed on the temple. "No. I'll recognize her." And somewhere inside the temple walls, Aurora paused unexpectedly in the middle of the courtyard. She didn't know why. She only knew one thing. For the first time in 12 years, she no longer felt like she was waiting for destiny. It felt as though destiny had finally arrived. Every noble in Silverhaven expected the Moon King to ride directly to the royal palace. He didn't. The moment King Cashin Nightfall crossed the city gates, he quietly changed direction. His 12 royal guardians exchanged confused glances but asked no questions. They had served him long enough to recognize that look in his silver eyes. He wasn't following politics. He was following instinct. The ancient celestial wolf walking beside his horse suddenly stopped. Its ears lifted. Its glowing eyes turned toward the eastern district of the temple. Cashin followed its gaze. "There." He spoke only one word. Without another explanation, he dismounted. Captain Rowan hurried after him. "Your Majesty, the royal family is waiting." "They can wait." The High Priest requested an official audience. Cashin continued walking. "I did not cross half the continent for ceremonies." The captain lowered his head. He understood. Whatever had drawn the Moon King here was far more important than diplomacy. At the temple, Aurora finished organizing the council records just as the afternoon sun began sinking behind the silver towers. She had hoped the day would end quietly. Instead, another servant approached in a hurry. "Aurora." She turned. "Lady Lyra wants fresh moon herbs from the riverside gardens." Aurora accepted the woven basket. "I'll return before sunset." The young servant hesitated. "Be careful." Aurora frowned. "Why?" "The whole city is crowded. Everyone wants to catch a glimpse of the Moon King." Aurora smiled faintly. "I doubt someone like him would notice a servant." She quietly left through the eastern gate of the temple. For the first time in days, she felt grateful to escape its walls. The riverside gardens were peaceful. Wildflowers swayed beside the gentle current. Ancient willow trees leaned over the water, their silver leaves dancing in the breeze. Aurora knelt to gather moon herbs growing between smooth stones. The strange warmth beneath her collarbone returned. Gentle. Comforting. She closed her eyes. "What are you trying to tell me?" Only silence answered. Then, the bird stopped singing. Aurora slowly looked up. Across the old stone bridge stood a man dressed in a dark traveling cloak. Tall. Broad-shouldered. His black horse waited several steps behind him. Sunlight reflected in silver eyes unlike any she had ever seen. The stranger wasn't looking at the bridge. He was looking at her. Not rudely. Not curiously. As though he had spent years searching for someone. And had suddenly found them. Aurora's heartbeat became strangely uneven. She stood slowly. "Can I help you?" The man didn't answer immediately. His gaze rested briefly on the silver pendant hidden beneath her robe, then returned to her face. For reasons he couldn't explain, every instinct inside Cashin became perfectly still. The invisible force that had guided him across mountains, across forests, across frozen kingdoms, had vanished. Not because it was gone, because it had reached its destination. "So," he said quietly, "it really was you." Aurora blinked. "I'm sorry." Cashin realized what he had said. A faint smile appeared. "My apologies. I mistook you for someone else." Aurora relaxed slightly. "It happens." She bent to collect another handful of herbs. Cashin watched in silence. Nothing about her appearance matched the stories told by kings. She wore simple servant clothing. Her hands carried traces of dust from long hours of work. There were no jewels. No crown. Nothing remarkable. Except the overwhelming ancient power sleeping quietly beneath the surface. His wolf could feel it. He could feel it. Even the wind seemed drawn toward her. "You work at the temple?" Cashin asked. Aurora nodded. "I do." "Are you a servant?" A small smile crossed her face. These days, yes. Something about that answer unsettled him. These days. Not always. Before he could ask another question, the celestial wolf quietly emerged from the trees. Its enormous white form stepped into the fading sunlight. Aurora froze. She had never seen a wolf so magnificent. Its silver fur shimmered like moonlight across fresh snow. Its luminous eyes held impossible wisdom. The creature walked directly toward her. Cashin remained perfectly still. He knew what would happen if the legends were true. He also knew what would happen if they weren't. Neither outcome had prepared him for reality. The wolf stopped only a few feet away from Aurora. The world seemed to hold its breath. Aurora instinctively stepped backward. I don't want to frighten it. Cashin's expression softened. You won't. The wolf slowly lowered its massive head. Not in caution. Not in curiosity. In respect. Aurora stared in disbelief. No, she whispered. Why is it doing that? Cashin's heartbeat echoed inside his chest. The oldest guardian of Nocturus bowed to no king. Not even to him. Yet now, it stood before Aurora with quiet reverence. The wolf gently nudged her hand. The moment its nose brushed her fingertips, the silver pendant beneath Aurora's robe burst into brilliant light. A circle of soft moonlight spread across the bridge. The river shimmered. The willow leaves glowed. Even the evening sky seemed brighter. Aurora gasped. The warmth beneath her collarbone blossomed into something powerful. Not painful. Familiar. As though a forgotten part of her soul had finally awakened. Cashin never looked away. His voice was almost inaudible. I was right. Aurora looked at him, confused. Right about what? Before he could answer, temple bells rang wildly across the city. Not once. Not twice. Again and again. An emergency signal. From the distant temple towers, blackbirds suddenly rose into the evening sky. Something had happened. And both of them instinctively knew. The peaceful moment on the bridge was over. The temple bells continued ringing. Again. And again. The peaceful silence along the river disappeared beneath waves of urgent echoes rolling across Silverhaven. Aurora instinctively turned toward the city. Something's wrong. Cashin followed her gaze. His expression grew serious. Those were not ceremonial bells. They were warning bells. The kind reserved for moments when the temple believed its greatest secrets were in danger. Captain Rowan emerged from the trees with several royal guards. He bowed quickly. Your Majesty. Cashin didn't look away from the city. What happened? A messenger intercepted us on the northern road. He handed over a sealed scroll. The High Priest requests your immediate presence. Cashin broke the seal. His silver eyes scanned the short message. An ancient temple matter requires your discretion. No explanation. No details. Only urgency. Cashin folded the parchment. They're afraid. Rowan frowned. Of us. Cashin looked briefly toward Aurora. No. They're afraid of what she represents. Aurora stared at him. I don't understand. Cashin met her eyes. I don't believe they want you to. Before she could ask another question, the celestial wolf released a deep, resonant growl. Its gaze shifted toward the temple. The animal was alert. Watching. Waiting. As though it sensed something awakening beneath the ancient stone foundations. Inside the temple council chamber, High Priest Orion stood before the 12 senior priests. No one spoke. The silence itself felt heavy. Finally, Orion placed an ancient key upon the marble table. It was forged from dark silver. Its surface carried the same crescent symbol as Aurora's pendant. One elderly council member whispered, "You kept it." "I had to. The chamber should never be opened. It may already be too late." Another priest looked visibly shaken. "If the Moon King discovers what lies beneath the temple." "He won't." Orion's answer came too quickly, too confidently. Yet even he no longer believed it. The oldest council member slowly stood. 20 years of silence cannot last forever. Orion closed his eyes. I know. We should have told her. We couldn't. Or we wouldn't. Those words lingered in the room. No one argued. Because every person present carried part of the same secret. A secret that had shaped Aurora's entire life. Outside the temple gates, crowds gathered hoping to glimpse the famous Moon King. Instead, they watched his royal escort ride directly toward the temple rather than the palace. Rumors spread instantly. Why would he ignore the royal welcome? Has something happened? Is this about politics? No one guessed the truth. Cashin wasn't interested in kings. Or treaties. Or celebrations. He wanted answers. Aurora walked quietly beside him through the crowded streets. People noticed immediately. Whispers followed them. Why is that servant beside the Moon King? Does he know her? Who is she? Aurora lowered her head. Attention had never brought her anything good. She instinctively slowed her pace. Cassian noticed. You don't have to walk behind me. She looked surprised. I'm only a servant. He stopped walking. The entire street seemed to pause with him. You are the first person my oldest guardian has ever bowed to. His voice remained calm. I don't believe that makes you ordinary. Aurora searched his face. There was no mockery. No pity. Only quiet certainty. For reasons she couldn't explain. Those simple words touched her more deeply than years of empty praise. They reached the temple gates just as High Priest Orion stepped outside to greet them. He bowed respectfully. Your Majesty. Cassian acknowledged him with a slight nod. High Priest. Orion's eyes drifted toward Aurora. Only for an instant. Yet that instant revealed unmistakable concern. Aurora. She bowed politely. Your Grace. Orion forced a smile. You've been away from your duties. I was gathering moon herbs. I see. His gaze briefly settled on the silver pendant beneath her cloak. Something flickered across his expression. Recognition. Then alarm. It disappeared almost immediately. Cassian noticed. So, the king said quietly, you've seen that pendant before. The courtyard became silent. Every priest nearby looked toward Orion. The high priest answered carefully. It belonged to the temple. Aurora frowned. Miriam told me it was mine. Orion hesitated. It was entrusted to the temple. Cassian took one slow step forward. By whom? The high priest remained silent. Another question followed. Who brought Aurora here as a child? Still silence. The air itself seemed to grow heavier. Finally, Orion answered. I cannot discuss that publicly. Cassian's eyes never left him. Then privately. Before Orion could respond, the ground trembled. Just once. Softly. Everyone froze. Another vibration followed. Stronger. Dust drifted from the temple walls. The celestial wolf lifted its head and released another deep growl. Not a warning. A recognition. Aurora pressed a hand against her chest. The familiar warmth had returned. Only this time. It spread through her entire body. The silver pendant glowed beneath her cloak. Thin lines of moonlight escaped between her fingers. Several nearby priests gasped. One whispered in disbelief, the crescent. Another immediately silenced him. Cassian watched the glowing light with complete certainty. Every doubt he had carried across the continent vanished. He looked directly at Orion. You didn't lose her. The high priest slowly lowered his head. Cassian continued. You hit her. The words struck the temple courtyard harder than any accusation. No one spoke. No one moved. Because every priest standing there knew one thing. The questions they had avoided for 20 years could no longer remain buried. The courtyard remained completely silent. No priest dared move. No servant dared breathe. Cassian's words still echoed beneath the towering silver spires. You didn't lose her. You hit her. High Priest Orion lowered his gaze. For years, he had imagined this moment. He had simply hoped it would never come. Prince Adrian arrived from the palace courtyard, followed closely by Lady Lyra and several royal advisors. The moment Adrian noticed Aurora standing beside the Moon King, confusion crossed his face. What is happening here? No one answered. His eyes shifted from Aurora to the glowing pendant beneath her cloak, then to the enormous celestial wolf standing calmly beside Cassian. Even Adrian sensed something had changed. Lyra stepped forward with practiced elegance. Your Majesty, she said politely. Perhaps there has been some misunderstanding. Cassian finally turned toward her. His expression remained calm. Yet the quiet authority in his eyes made everyone else instinctively step back. There has indeed been a misunderstanding. Hope briefly appeared on Lyra's face. Until he continued. It has lasted for 20 years. The courtyard became silent again. Aurora looked between them, increasingly overwhelmed. I don't understand any of this. Cassian softened his voice. You deserve answers. He turned back to Orion. And I believe the temple owes you the truth. The high priest slowly closed his eyes. For several long moments, only the wind moved through the courtyard. Finally, he spoke. There is a place beneath this temple. Every council priest visibly stiffened. Orion continued. It contains records older than the kingdom itself. One elderly priest stepped forward immediately. Your Grace, that chamber must remain sealed. It cannot. The council forbade. The council also forbade telling her who she is. The priest fell silent. Cashin watched every reaction carefully. Each face confirmed what he had already suspected. This was no ordinary secret. Aurora whispered, "What are they talking about?" No one answered immediately. Instead, Orion reached into his robe and removed the ancient silver key everyone had seen earlier. Its crescent-shaped design matched Aurora's pendant perfectly. He looked at the key for a long time, then quietly said, "Follow me." Deep beneath the temple, stone stairs spiraled into darkness. Cashin walked beside Aurora. The celestial wolf followed silently behind them. Orion led the procession carrying an old lantern. No one spoke. The deeper they descended, the older the walls became. The familiar temple symbols gradually disappeared. In their place appeared carvings unlike anything Aurora had ever seen. Great wolves beneath a full moon. Women wearing crescent crowns. Kings kneeling without shame. Aurora slowed her steps. "I've seen these before." Cashin looked at her. "Where?" "In the hidden passage. The one behind the archives." Orion stopped walking. His shoulders became rigid. "You found that passage?" Aurora nodded. "I didn't know I wasn't supposed to." The high priest sighed heavily. It was never meant to be discovered. A few moments later, they reached an enormous circular chamber. Moonlight streamed through a crystal opening high above, illuminating a stone pedestal at the center. Upon it rested a single silver chest, untouched by time. Dust covered everything, except the chest, as though someone had visited it recently. Orion inserted the ancient key. The lock clicked softly. No one moved. The old man lifted the lid. Inside rested three objects. A weather journal. A folded white cloak embroidered with silver thread. And a crystal sphere no larger than two hands. The moment Aurora looked at it, the sphere began glowing. A gentle silver light spread across the chamber. Cashin's eyes narrowed. It recognizes her. One council priest stumbled backward. It shouldn't. It was dormant. Aurora instinctively stepped closer. "I've never seen this before." "You have." Everyone turned toward Orion. The high priest's voice trembled. "You were simply too young to remember." Aurora stared at him. "What do you mean?" Orion carefully picked up the journal. Its leather cover had nearly faded away. Across the front remained only four words. "Keeper of the Silver Line." He slowly opened the first page. Instead of reading immediately, he handed it to Aurora. "I think these words belong to you." Her hands trembled slightly as she accepted the journal. The ink had faded, but one sentence remained perfectly clear. "If my daughter is reading this, then I could not stay beside her." Aurora stopped breathing. "My daughter," she whispered the words almost soundlessly. "I don't understand." Cashin looked toward Orion. "You knew?" The high priest nodded once. "Yes." "For how long?" "Since the day she arrived." Silence. Heavy. Unavoidable. Aurora slowly lifted her eyes. "You knew who my family was." Orion couldn't meet her gaze. "I knew enough. You let everyone call me the empty seer." No answer. "You let me believe I was abandoned." Still nothing. Tears filled Aurora's eyes. Not from anger. From years of questions finally finding a voice. "Why?" The high priest looked older than he ever had before. His shoulders sagged beneath invisible weight. "Because there were people searching for your bloodline." He drew a slow breath. "And I believed hiding the truth was the only way to protect you." Cashin spoke quietly. "Protection without truth becomes another kind of prison." Those words struck every priest in the chamber. Even Orion lowered his head. Aurora looked back down at the journal. Between its pages rested a single folded letter. Its wax seal carried the same crescent symbol as her pendant. For reasons she could not explain, she already knew. The letter had been written for her, and someone had spent 20 years making sure she would never read it. No one spoke. The ancient chamber remained wrapped in complete silence as Aurora stared at the unopened letter resting inside the journal. Her fingers trembled. For 20 years, she had searched for answers. Now they rested in the palm of her hand. She slowly broke the faded silver seal. The parchment unfolded with surprising care, as though time itself had protected it. The handwriting was elegant. Gentle. The very first sentence made her breath catch. "My dearest Aurora, if these words have finally reached you, then destiny has been more patient than I ever dared hope." Tears immediately blurred her vision. She had never seen her mother's handwriting. Yet somehow, she recognized it. She continued reading. If you are reading this, it means the Silver Crescent has awakened. Do not fear it. It is not a curse. It is your birthright. Aurora slowly lowered the letter. The chamber seemed impossibly quiet. Cassian remained beside her without interrupting. He understood that some moments belonged only to the person living them. She drew a slow breath and continued. Our family was never chosen because we desired power. We were chosen because the celestial wolves trusted our hearts. A true moon queen does not command them. She walks beside them. Aurora felt warmth spread beneath her collarbone. Not painful. Comforting. As though every word awakened another forgotten memory. The letter continued. There will be those who fear who you are. Forgive them if you can. But never allow their fear to become your own. A single tear slipped down Aurora's cheek. For the first time in her life, someone believed in her before asking her to prove herself. She carefully folded the letter against her heart. I spent so many years trying to become someone worthy. Her voice barely rose above a whisper. My mother already believed I was. Cassian looked at her quietly. She understood something many kingdoms forgot. Aurora lifted her eyes. What? Worth is never created by public approval. His words settled gently inside her. Perhaps that was why they mattered. He wasn't trying to comfort her. He simply believed them. High Priest Orion stepped forward. There is something else. He reached into the silver chest once more. This time he removed an ancient map. Its surface showed territories older than any modern kingdom. One region had been marked with a silver crescent. The Sanctuary of the First Moon, Cassian said immediately. Orion nodded. It disappeared from every official record centuries ago. Aurora looked between them. What is it? The birthplace of your bloodline. She frowned. I thought it was only a legend. So did most people. Cassian unfolded the map completely. The legends were based on truth. His finger rested upon a valley hidden beyond the Frost Divide. The First Moon Queens lived here. The Celestial Wolves guarded this place long before kingdoms existed. Aurora studied the faded drawing. For reasons she couldn't explain, the valley looked familiar. I've dreamed about this place. Everyone looked at her. She blinked. I thought they were only dreams. A silver lake. White trees. A mountain shaped like a crescent. Cassian's expression changed. You've seen it. She nodded slowly. Since I was a child. Orion quietly closed his eyes. The sanctuary has been calling you. A loud knock echoed from the heavy stone doors above. One of the temple guards rushed into the chamber, breathing hard. Your Grace. He bowed quickly to Orion. The city is asking questions. What kind of questions? The people saw the light in the courtyard. They've begun talking. Another pause. They're saying the Moon King's guardian bowed before a temple servant. The chamber fell silent. News traveled quickly in Silverhaven. Rumors traveled even faster. Cassian looked toward Orion. How long before the entire kingdom knows? The High Priest sighed. By morning. Everyone. Aurora instinctively looked down. I never wanted this. Cassian answered gently. Neither did Destiny. Elsewhere inside the royal palace, Prince Adrian stood alone on a balcony overlooking the temple. The city buzzed with endless whispers. Behind him, Lady Lyra entered quietly. The council is worried. Adrian never looked away from the temple. They should be. Lyra folded her arms. You don't actually believe those rumors. He remained silent. She stepped closer. Aurora is only a servant. Again, silence. Finally, Adrian spoke. Then why can't I stop thinking about what happened on that bridge? Lyra's expression stiffened. The wolf bowed. He turned toward her. I've spent my entire life studying the traditions of Nocturus. Those guardians bow to no one. The realization unsettled him more than he wished to admit. Not because Aurora had changed. Because perhaps, he had never truly known who she was. Far beyond the palace walls, the moon rose higher above Silverhaven. Standing outside the temple, the oldest celestial wolf quietly lifted its head. One by one, other distant howls answered across the mountains. Cassian listened without speaking. Aurora looked toward the dark horizon. Are they calling to each other? He smiled faintly. No. They're announcing something. What? Cassian's silver eyes met hers. Their queen has finally awakened. Before Aurora could answer, the pendant beneath her cloak shone brighter than ever before. High above the temple, hidden among drifting clouds, a second celestial wolf appeared upon the cliffs overlooking the capital. Then a third. And a fourth. They had not come to threaten Silverhaven. They had come because something ancient had begun to call them home. By sunrise, Silverhaven was no longer the same kingdom. Every marketplace echoed with the same rumor. The Moon King's guardian had bowed before a temple servant. Some dismissed it as an impossible story. Others swore they had witnessed it with their own eyes. By noon, the rumors had become impossible to contain. The royal council requested an emergency gathering in Moonlight Square. Nobles filled the marble terraces. Temple priests stood in uneasy silence. Citizens crowded every street surrounding the great plaza. No celebration banners hung from the towers today. Only uncertainty. Aurora stood quietly beside Cassian near the temple entrance. She had never imagined returning to the same square where her life had been publicly shattered. Only a few days earlier, these same people had laughed as her title was stripped away. Today, they looked at her differently. Not with admiration. Not yet. With questions. Cassian noticed her hesitation. You don't have to face this alone. Aurora looked toward the enormous crowd. I've spent most of my life trying not to be seen. His expression softened. Perhaps today, they should finally see you. Those simple words gave her more courage than she expected. Nearby, Elder Miriam smiled through tears. For years, she had prayed someone would stand beside Aurora without asking her to prove her worth first. Now someone finally had. High Priest Orion slowly stepped onto the central platform. The plaza became silent. He looked older than he had only a day before. The burden of hidden truths had become impossible to conceal. My people, he began. For many years, I believed silence would protect this kingdom. A ripple of whispers spread across the crowd. I now understand that silence can also create injustice. Every eye remained fixed on him. Prince Adrian stood among the royal family. Lady Lyra remained beside him, her perfect composure beginning to crack. Orion continued. Years ago, a child arrived at the temple carrying a legacy none of us fully understood. He turned toward Aurora. We raised her. We educated her. But we also concealed the truth from her. Gasps spread through the plaza. The high priest lowered his head. For that, I ask forgiveness. The words stunned everyone. Never in living memory had a high priest publicly admitted failure. Aurora remained silent. She hadn't expected an apology. She wasn't even certain one could heal years of loneliness. Still, it mattered. Because at last, the truth had begun replacing the lies. One of the royal advisors suddenly stepped forward. Your Majesty, he said to Cassian. With respect, old legends are not proof. Several nobles nodded. Another added, perhaps the wolf simply behaved unusually. Murmurs of agreement followed. Cassian remained perfectly calm. You seek proof. We seek certainty. So do I. He looked toward the ancient celestial wolf resting quietly at the edge of the plaza. Without speaking a single command, the wolf slowly rose. Every conversation stopped. The great guardian crossed the marble square with measured, graceful steps. It ignored the nobles, ignored the priests, ignored the prince. Its luminous silver eyes settled on Aurora. The enormous creature lowered itself completely before her. Not only its head, its entire body. A gesture of complete respect. The crowd gasped. Then another howl echoed from the distant mountains. Everyone looked toward the northern horizon. One by one, silver shapes appeared along the cliffs overlooking the capital. Another celestial wolf. Then another. And another. No one had summoned them. Yet they continued arriving. Quietly. Purposefully. Each stopped upon the surrounding hills. Each lowered its head toward Aurora. The entire kingdom watched in stunned silence. One elderly noble whispered. I've studied the Chronicles for 40 years. I've never read of anything like this. Neither had anyone else. Prince Adrian stared at the unfolding scene. Every memory returned at once. Aurora waiting patiently after temple lessons. Aurora believing in him when few others did. Aurora smiling despite every disappointment. He remembered the day he had withdrawn his promise. The ease with which he convinced himself it had been necessary. Now, standing in the center of Moonlight Square, he finally understood something. He had judged her by what she had not received. He had never asked who she truly was. Slowly, he walked forward. The crowd parted in silence. Aurora looked at him without anger. Only quiet curiosity. Adrian stopped several feet away. I owe you more than an apology. His voice carried across the plaza. I should have stood beside you. I chose certainty over trust. He lowered his head. I was wrong. The confession surprised everyone. Aurora looked at him for a long moment, then smiled gently. I spent years wishing I could change your mind. She paused. Now I no longer need to. Her words held no bitterness, only peace. Adrian understood immediately. Some opportunities did not disappear because of fate. They disappeared because of choices, and his had already been made. As the crowd absorbed everything they had witnessed, the pendant beneath Aurora's cloak glowed once more. This time, no one reacted with fear. They watched with wonder. The silver light spread softly across the marble stones. The wolves surrounding the city lifted their heads together. Cashin stepped beside Aurora. Not in front of her. Not behind her. Beside her. Exactly as her mother's letter had described. The Moon King smiled. The old stories were true. Aurora looked toward the wolves lining the distant hills. What happens now? Cashin gazed toward the northern mountains where the hidden sanctuary waited beyond the horizon. The silver crescent has awakened. Our journey, he offered her his hand once more, is only beginning. Far beyond Silverhaven, beneath ancient peaks untouched by time, the forgotten sanctuary of the first moon stirred for the first time in centuries. Its gates, sealed since the disappearance of the last moon queen, slowly began to open. Someone, or something, had been waiting for Aurora's return all along. The journey north lasted 3 days. Aurora had never traveled beyond the borders of Silverhaven. Every mountain, every river, every endless forest felt like another page of a story she had never been allowed to read. Cashin rode beside her without unnecessary conversation. Sometimes silence was more comforting than words. The celestial wolves traveled with them. Not as guards. As companions. Whenever they stopped to rest, the wolves formed a quiet circle around the camp before disappearing into the surrounding woods by sunrise. Aurora often caught herself watching them with quiet amazement. They trust me, she whispered one evening. Cashin looked toward the silver-furred guardians resting beneath the stars. They remember you. She smiled softly. I've never met them. No. He returned her smile. But they have been waiting for you. On the fourth morning, the mountains finally opened before them. Aurora stopped breathing. The valley from her dreams stretched beneath the rising sun. A crystal lake reflected the pale sky. Ancient white trees surrounded the water like silent guardians. At the center stood graceful stone pillars shaped like crescent moons. Exactly as she had seen them countless times while sleeping. Tears filled her eyes. It was real. Cashin nodded. The sanctuary of the first moon. They crossed an old stone bridge leading toward the sanctuary. No guards greeted them. No priests waited. Only silence. Peaceful. Timeless. As Aurora stepped onto the ancient marble path, the silver pendant resting against her heart became warm. One by one, the stone pillars began glowing. Soft moonlight flowed across the valley despite the morning sun. The air itself seemed to welcome her home. The celestial wolves gathered around the sanctuary. Then, without a single command, every one of them lowered its head. Not in worship. In recognition. Aurora closed her eyes. For the first time in her life, she felt complete. At the heart of the sanctuary stood a circular platform carved with ancient symbols. Aurora stepped onto it instinctively. The silver light surrounding the valley slowly gathered around her. It wasn't overwhelming. It felt gentle, like familiar hands guiding her forward. The pendant lifted slightly from her chest. The old white cloak from the temple chamber stirred in the breeze. Cashin watched quietly. He had witnessed many remarkable things during his reign. Nothing compared to this. A calm voice echoed through the sanctuary. Not loud. Not distant. It seemed to come from everywhere at once. Welcome home, Keeper of the Silver Line. Aurora opened her eyes. She wasn't frightened. Instead, she smiled. Because somehow, the voice reminded her of the warmth she had always searched for. The light slowly faded. The valley became quiet again. Nothing dramatic remained. No dazzling display. No grand spectacle. Only peace. Sometimes the greatest miracles arrived without noise. Several days later, word spread across every neighboring kingdom. The Temple of Silverhaven officially restored Aurora's name to every historical record. The title Empty Seer disappeared forever. High Priest Orion resigned from his position and devoted himself to rebuilding the temple with honesty rather than fear. Before leaving, he met Aurora one final time. I cannot return the years you lost. Aurora looked at the elderly man. No, you cannot. He lowered his head. I hope one day you'll forgive me. Aurora remained quiet for a long moment. Then she answered gently, I don't want my future to be built on yesterday's pain. A small smile appeared. So yes, I forgive you. Relief filled Orion's eyes. For the first time in many years, he looked at peace. Prince Adrian also came to the sanctuary. He carried no royal escort. No ceremony. Only sincerity. I was too proud to see your heart. Aurora listened quietly. I believed strength came from titles. He smiled sadly. You taught me otherwise. Aurora thanked him for his honesty. But nothing more needed to be said. Some stories deserved another chapter. Others deserved a graceful ending. Adrian understood. As he walked away, there was sadness in his heart. Yet also acceptance. He had finally learned that love could never survive where trust had been abandoned. As autumn painted the valley in silver and gold, Cassian found Aurora standing beside the crystal lake. The wolves rested peacefully nearby. The sanctuary felt alive once more. He joined her quietly. The valley suits you. She laughed softly. It feels like it was waiting. It was. Cassian reached into his cloak. He wasn't carrying a royal crown, nor a jeweled ring. Instead, he held a simple silver bracelet engraved with tiny crescent moons. My mother once told me something, he said. Aurora looked at him. She said the greatest rulers never ask someone to walk behind them. He extended the bracelet toward her. They ask someone to walk beside them. Aurora's eyes shimmered with emotion. Cassian continued. I cannot promise a life without challenges. I cannot promise every kingdom will welcome what is changing. But I can promise this. He gently took her hand. You will never face it alone. Aurora smiled through quiet tears. For years she had searched for a place where she belonged. She realized now. Home had never been a building. Or a title. Or a kingdom. Home was the place where someone saw her for who she truly was. She slipped the bracelet onto her wrist. I'd like to walk beside you. Cassian smiled. So would I. Around them, the celestial wolves lifted their heads toward the evening sky. A chorus of gentle howls rolled across the valley. Not a farewell. A celebration. Far away, the people of Silverhaven would one day remember the woman they had misunderstood. Not as the empty seer. Not as the forgotten servant. But as Aurora Ravenshade, the first moon queen in centuries. The guardian who united kingdoms not through fear, but through compassion. And beside her stood the king who had crossed an entire continent, not searching for power, but searching for the woman destiny had quietly entrusted to his heart. Together, they stepped into a future brighter than either of them had ever imagined. And beneath the endless silver moon, a new chapter for every kingdom had finally begun. And so, the woman they once dismissed as the empty seer became the moon queen the ancient celestial wolves had been waiting centuries to welcome. While Silverhaven learned that true worth can never be measured by titles or public opinion, Aurora finally found what she had searched for all her life. A place where she was loved, trusted, and seen for who she truly was. But here's a question I'd love to ask you. If you were Aurora, would you have forgiven Prince Adrian and the temple after everything that happened? Or do you think some choices deserve to stay in the past forever? Share your thoughts in the comments below. I read as many of your comments as I can, and I'd love to hear your opinion. If you enjoyed this fantasy romance, please like this video, subscribe to Velvet Lore, and turn on notifications so you never miss our next unforgettable story filled with hidden identities, powerful kings, destined queens, ancient legends, and heartwarming happy endings. Thank you so much for watching. Until next time, may your heart always find the place where it truly belongs beneath the moonlight.